It's fabulous. All of our local artists create pieces of work of varying size. And then what folks have the opportunity to do is buy a piece of that piece of artwork. So they call it art by the inch because you buy like a little frame, a little mat kind of thing. And then you go up to the different pieces of art and you can choose a section of that piece of art that you would like to bring home with you. And the prices go by the size of the frame that you buy. And it's really great. So you could come home with a little Kelly Wood, a little P. O'Reilly, mm-hmm. you know, or, you know.
Don Cornelius.
Little Don Cornelius. Yeah, different things like that. So it's really creative, and it's sort of a fun way to just to look at the pieces and kibitz with your friends.
Yeah, and it's affordable local art. Like Nicole said, it could be big or small. It's kind of up to you, and it's kind of your vision within a larger piece as well, which is fun. And I know people say cutting up artwork, that always gets a lot of comments from the artists and people participating. But this is our third time doing it, and so I think more people are getting, you know, they've been, oh, I've been here before. This is, you know, how it works that evening. And then once people see the pieces, they seem to be like, okay, I get the idea of, yeah, you have a mat and you pick whatever size you want. And, you know, it tells you how much that would be. And you go to the lovely Wave volunteers and they help you get your piece set.
Cool.
And so how that will work is when you come in, we're going to be having a silent auction as well. You'll receive a number. And then for the art by the inch portion of things, those numbers will be drawn in groups randomly. So we don't know who's going to go first. Nicole pick out a group of numbers and say, all right, you're up first. So, and then that number will correspond to your silent auction number as well, if you choose to participate in that.
Has anybody ever taken the middle part?
Yep. You know, it's kind of a gamble.
Right. So. But I think that goes to a little bit of what Carrie said. You know, in the beginning, now I think the artists are understanding more of how it goes. So there's a little bit more intricacy into the pieces that they're offering so that it doesn't feel like, oh, somebody took the middle of the painting out and what's and there's not
and
much left.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of interest throughout the art pieces so that everybody really can take home something that's unique and complete as their eyes see it.
Yeah, I think the artists have been having fun with the concept of, like, you know, there could be 8 paintings taken out of the piece that they're providing, or there could be 1 or 2. So they've become pretty creative in how they're putting their pieces together. So it's very fun to see what they're coming up with each year.
Mm-hmm. How many artists are participating this year?
You know, I don't have a count since everybody kind of contacted different people, but I do know, you know, a few names off the top of my head: Kelly Wood, P. O'Reilly, Doris Olson, Donnan, Karn Cornelius. They always do some fun things. So that's kind of a sampling of who you'll see there. And I know folks have relatives far and wide that are artists that are sending things in. So it's local, and you're going to have some other kind of outside but locally relative pieces. So it'll be interesting. We've had board members' moms do pieces before. That's kind of been a fun addition.
Yeah. And then what about the silent auction? What kinds of things?
You know, for the most part, what people usually donate are, it's kind of in the realm of art, but we've had, you know, Suzanne Fuqua's artistic truffles, things like that. So it's just whatever anybody in the community would like to donate, we're not going to say no. And so it's kind of fun because it's a little bit of an eclectic silent auction.
Okay. And all of the funds go to WAVE, which is a nonprofit. That's what this is all about, a fundraiser.
It is. It's a fundraiser, and it's also an opportunity just by the virtue of WAVE's mission and our work is we're not out in the community all the time. So this is kind of a chance to say thanks to the community, provide an evening, and as well as to let people know who WAVE is. You know, these are the people that work at WAVE, that are the board members, and to kind of give us more contact with the community itself.
I think it's a really great opportunity for the community to, you know, I think that there's a lot of attention being placed on politics today and, you know, how are we treating each other? And one thing that's for sure is that in this community, we treat each other pretty well. And I think it's a true opportunity, no matter what your politics are, to come and contribute and affect change in our own community. WAVE does some really important work that, you know, we don't really like to acknowledge so much, that domestic violence takes place in our community, that we have people with real needs and real issues. And so it's a fun twist on some problems in our town that we can impact, and individual generosity, either from contribution or purchase, can really make a difference to, you know, working against violence for everyone.